T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have a lot of stuff to get to in 1 hour. How are we going to do it?
Right on through.
We were laughing during the commercial break because I just saw on Twitter that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they have placed Chris Conte on IR. He got face-armed, stiff-armed onto IR. He got stiff-armed onto IR. That was as embarrassing a stiff-arm as I've ever seen. Crowder was telling us during the break, though, that he got stiff-armed by Travis Henry once.
Yeah, and it's a surprising situation. Because you're breaking downhill, you come off a block, you're going to shoot to make that tackle, and then your body just goes into a convulsion, and you're like, what's going on? Because you can't reach him. And then you look, you're like, his damn hand is jammed in my forehead.
But was it emasculating a little bit where you're looking at him and he's coming at you and then all of a sudden you're on the ground?
The worst part is even that one, like, he stiff-armed me. I hit the ground and I think Zach or somebody came over the top and tackled him 2 steps after he stiff-armed me, so it didn't look as bad. Chris got stiff-armed 10 yards down the field, and then when McDonald broke for another 50.
Went all the way.
Yes, yes, embarrassment all the way. Why? Where was his teammates at, man? He slowed him down.
Let's pour one for Chris Conte.
Let him give him two.
It is the...
he needs one more.
It's the Chris Conte Funky Buddha Brewery Happy Hour.
Goodness.
5 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder Show, brought to you by the Funky Buddha Brewery. We gave away a $50 Funky Buddha gift card in the 2 o'clock hour. We play Cheers 2 on Tuesdays. We'll do it every Tuesday, but... Happy 5 o'clock hour.
We'll get you a Funky Buddha.
From our Funky Buddha friends.
You're getting off work now. Just get you a six-pack to take on home. You're going to love it.
Speaking of alcohol, I know where I stand in the pantheon of South Florida media members. Every single media member was gifted a bottle of Dwayne Wade wine yesterday at Heat Media Day. We weren't there,
no.
But they delivered you yours here. Little card, little tag from D. Wade.
Somebody stole yours.
I got nothing.
Yours.
I got nothing. Dono, did you get a D. Wade wine?
He doesn't think so.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
I got one.
You got one.
Yeah, it's mine.
I mean, it's crazy. I'm not kidding you. When I say every South Florida media member got one of these D. Wade wines, when I say everyone, I'm talking everyone. Everyone's on Instagram. And by the way, on Instagram, my Instagram account is Radio Mark Hockman. I have been harassing Crowder with these face filters, and he hates it.
Why?
And then I love the fact that he hates it.
It's for children.
I go, hey, you want to see what you look like as a bunny rabbit? I say a bunny rabbit.
Y'all, that is created for kids.
Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram if you want to see Crowder get annoyed. But everybody was on Instagram and social media saying, oh, thank you, D. Wade, for this this delicious bottle of wine. Was it a rosé?
Yeah, rosé. I'm going to try it tonight.
I got nothing. I'm the only guy. I got nothing. I've been the D. Wade. I was the guy that was on the air saying, give this man anything he wants. I'm the only guy that was swinging the flag for D. Wade. I'm the only guy. But that's, you know, it's how it is in South Florida sports media. That's where I land. That's my calling in South Florida sports media. Hey, everyone here want a bottle of wine? Sure. Not you.
But it's if they listen, which I'm sure Dwayne, well, he has to listen to us. We're
amazing.
He's
driving home from Boca right now listening.
Yeah, he's listening. You can't drink a whole beer. You have to save beer for the next day.
Wine, though, because that's something that you can, you know, pour, cork it, pour a little bit. Like, that's perfectly made for me.
You want mine?
No.
I'll give it to you.
No.
No, you can have it.
Nope. I don't want to be the loser that I am.
No, man, that was a beautiful gesture. You taking it home. How about that?
Nope.
How about that?
Look at this.
Drive away without this wine and see what happens.
That's Bill Cosby's booking photo. Wow, how are you laughing at
it? He don't know where to look.
Because now he's playing up the blind thing too much, right? Like,
yeah.
He's staring down. I don't care how blind you are. You know to look straight ahead for any photo. I mean, come on. You already got sentenced. You're like, the ruse is up.
Maybe he's trying to disappear right now.
We said this in the 2 o'clock hour, because about 10 minutes before we came on the air, Bill Cosby got sentenced to prison. So 3 to 10 years is what he got sentenced for. And I was saying, it's very strange for me. Like, I grew up watching The Cosby Show. That Dr. Huxtable was, it felt like a family member. And really, when I started to get into comedy, I would listen to Bill Cosby. He had a cassette called Himself.
Yep.
These concert films, I'm telling you, I saw him live. I saw him at Coral Sky Amphitheater. Like, I mean, just the way that he could control an audience through a story was just mind-boggling for anyone that appreciates that kind of stuff.
And the comedy without cussing as a kid.
Yes.
You could watch Bill Cosby where you couldn't watch other Red Fox. I couldn't watch when I was a kid.
You thought he was so wholesome because of that. And now, and again, here's don't twist what I'm saying, because we kind of went through this on the text machine in the 2 o'clock hour. I'm not telling you that I feel bad for Bill Cosby, because if you have a single accuser, I understand where, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I know him. Two accusers.
One could be he say, she say. Two. 61, bro, you're a molester.
Like 61 accusers, all with the same story.
Yeah, he was dropping stuff in folk drink. He didn't go, I think it's 3 to 10 is too short.
And so I say, it's not that I feel bad for him, because he does. He was found guilty. He has been sentenced.
Ruined lives.
He ruined lives. Yep. I have no sympathy for anyone who does what he did. And I don't think you have to say allegedly anymore.
No.
So, but I do feel like a part of my childhood, like you have this belief in someone. You think you know them. And then all of a sudden you find out it's nothing what you thought that they were. And it's... There's some part of that where it chips away a little bit at your soul.
But, yeah, but the criminal, I can let it go. I can let it go. Once you start messing up, once you start really being a predator, I can see mistakes. A guy, I know friends that got DUIs. Where do I look at them as, oh, you're a loser to the world? Man, listen, the man went out, made a mistake. Bill Cosby's not that. Bill Cosby is a predator for decades, ruining dozens and dozens of women's lives. The hell with Bill Cosby.
Absolutely. Again, I'm saying to you, like, I'm with you. You got to serve your time now, and probably 3 to 10 years is not enough.
No. But I hope they put him in general population, too.
They're not putting him in general population.
Let him get on that yard. Give him something.
They don't treat sexual predators very well in prison.
No. They don't need to slide in.
But what do you think, like Bill Cosby? Like Bill Cosby in prison? I don't know what kind of prison he's going to end up in. I don't know if he's going to end up at one of those club feds. And I know it wasn't a federal crime, so I don't know. I don't know where he ends up. I don't know. I don't really know where he'll be. But it was jarring to see him in that photo. And
I think since he's blind, they should put him in a big-ass glass room and call his name from different sides of the room and make him walk straight into the glass. Boom, boom, boom. Bill, this way. Boom, Bill, this way. Just let him bust his face in the glass. 3 to 10 years. They should call me.
So he's in prison, and you said that he's not being freed on bail? Like they're not allowing him to appeal while free?
Correct.
Give him a bunch of glasses with no glass in it. Just glass frames, and have him keep going through them to see which ones make him see better.
So, like, test his blindness?
Yeah. No, Bill, the red ones. No, Bill, the black ones. No, Bill, the green ones.
For 3 to 10 years?
Yeah, man, they should let me go. They should just let me antagonize Bill Cosby for 3 years.
Man, I'll tell you. Zach Krantz is texting us. He says, 100% there was a D-Wade bottle of wine with my name on it. He says, Hawk had a bottle at the arena. I couldn't find it. 100% there was a Hawk bottle. I'm going to go with there was none, because all I have all I can go off of is what's in my hand. Like, how did Crowder's bottle make it back here and mine didn't?
Because Zach grabbed mine.
But why didn't he grab mine? Because there was no Hockman bottle.
But just think about it. Joe and Zach, there in the morning, they got one. And I got one, and you didn't. It just, I think they went through the lineup of the radio stations, and your name is there. It's before mine. It's Hawk and Crowder.
I waved the flag for D-Wade for two seasons.
I called him old.
I was the only person in South Florida. He gives thank you bottles of Dwayne Wade wine to every media member and not me. How do you think that makes me feel?
Maybe we were just in the normal media members. Maybe he's going to deliver it personally. Doesn't he live up north?
No, I don't think so. Oh. But they are training in Boca, though, because they're in, and so, you know.
Get home today. You see a Maybach sitting outside. Wade jumps out. What up, Hawk? Here you go, baby.
Talk about a moment. Because I said earlier in the show, our program director, Len, thinks he can get me on stage at Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. I can get on stage to introduce the Jacksons, which I'm telling you, radio has brought me several highlights, right? Becoming friends, this never would have happened without radio. Becoming friends with Aronde Gadsden, you, Gino Toretta, who's going to join us next.
Yep.
Like, radio's delivered me that. That's all fine and nice. Having a burger named after me.
Yeah.
At Miami Subs, 32 locations. This was 6 years ago, but there was a Hockman burger available at 32 locations. That, to me, was a career highlight. But if I'm able to introduce the Jacksons, that would be a career highlight. But if Dwayne Wade showed up at my house tonight with a bottle of wine,
That'd come on.
Pinnacle. Pinnacle achieved.
What if Lynn gets you on stage with the Jacksons and then Tito punks you?
No. We got it. We're okay, Mark. No.
I think Tito has like a baritone voice, right? Zach is on the phone. See, Zach is a D-Wade apologist. I don't know what's happening here.
He's bringing it to
Zach,
you.
Zach, everybody got a bottle of wine. I saw it on social media, and I didn't get one.
There was a Hawk bottle there 100%. I don't know if Rabinowitz or Alex Solana or somebody took it. I'm not sure. I found Crowder's as I was leaving, and D-Wade was delivering the bottles. He didn't even deliver mine. I was actually upset. He was delivering it to Shappy and Will Manso and all these people, and he didn't deliver mine. So I just went to the table and looked and found mine, and literally next to mine was Crowder's, and then I'm looking on the table, and then he started to walk out, and I felt weird, and I just ran.
Are you sure it said Hawk? Maybe it said Zach. Maybe there was kind of, you know, like Z-A-C-H, you know, and or maybe it was Z-A-C-K. It was Duarte. It was Zach Duarte, and it wasn't me.
No, it might have been like instead of Hawkman, it could have been Zachman. Like maybe that's the case.
I don't know, man. I can only go off what I have here, Zach. I have no bottle of wine. Everyone else does.
I'm going to do some investigative work, and I'm going to find your bottle.
All right. Fair enough.
It was proximity. That's why he grabbed it.
But
I mean,
how big could the table have been, Zach?
Huge.
Actually, it was huge. There was like 100 bottles.
See? 300 bottles, he said.
Have you tried the Dwayne Wade wine yet?
No, I have not. I'm opening it tonight.
All right. Thank you for making me feel a little bit better, but I honestly don't believe you. I just think that I once again was just, you know, shoveled to the side.
Listen, I'll tell you what. Tonight when I drink your bottle and I have mine left over, it's all going to be good. I'll taste yours. Yours is probably much better than mine.
All right. Appreciate it.
Gave you the good one.
Zach Krantz. You can hear him every morning with Joe Rose. Jack. Joe and Zach.
That's Jack.
Together. Like Brangelina.
Hey, Jack. Joe and Zach.
Have to thank Funky Buddha Brewery, though. Talking about alcohol. You have to thank Funky Buddha Brewery. It's the 5 o'clock happy hour from Funky Buddha. Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment. We're going to talk some Miami Hurricanes, some Nikosi Perry, some Malik Rozier. I say Rozier. So Gino Toretta will join us in the next segment.
Delaware Chicken Farm, I say.
Chicken Farm. Chicken Farm, I said.
Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, however you want to say it, it's going to be delicious. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I found out about Delaware about 13 years ago. Been going back ever since. When you go once, you're going to be one of these people, these families, that have made Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market their tradition. They go there once, twice, three times a week because they know the food's delicious. The prices are amazing. The selection is great. And they're going to save you time. Guys, you got to get to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. I try to tell you all the stuff I get, but there's so much more. I never forget my fish dip and my crab dip. I get all my eggs from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. The conch salad, bean salad, potato salad, macaroni salad, right around the first little corner, right there by the crackers and the marinades and the seasonings. Then you have your lamb, beef, veal, and pork. They'll cut your lamb chops, your steaks as thick or as thin as you like them. You have all your poultry, duck, and turkey, the best prices you've seen, lobster, shrimp, crustaceans, fish on the back wall, 20 different species of fresh fish, locally caught and swimming daily, some fillet, some whole, some smoked. You got to get to Delaware and these prices. The Royal Red Shrimp right now, only $9.99 a pound. Homemade, made fresh daily, the Maryland-style crab cakes, $4.49 a piece. They're their own meal. They are delicious. My entire family loves them. We eat them for dinner all the time. They have wild salmon now available. New York strips, ribeyes, ground beef, and the freezer selection is crazy. You have venison, you have alligator, you have frog legs, you have escargot, you have all the selection you need. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see everything you want. When you know what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Your order will be packaged ready when you get there, saving you time, saving you money, giving you delicious food. It's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441 one block south of Sterling Road. When you get down there, tell them Crowder sent you. Radio.com.
What's our music theme working here?
None.
All right. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Gino Toretta, the former Heisman Trophy winner. This Thursday, by the way, you know, Canes play on Thursday. This Thursday before the game, before the Canes-UNC game, Gino is going to be out at Hard Rock Stadium. He's going to be there 5:30 till 6:30 by the AFCA Coaches Trophy display at FanFest. And you can go take a picture with the Heisman Trophy winner. And so what do you do there, Gino? What this trophy is like an expensive trophy, right?
It's only like a $35,000 Waterford Crystal football trophy. It's what they give to national championship teams. If we need to teach anybody about that, you know how it is. Some people don't know about that.
Yeah, I like where this is headed.
And if somebody fools with it, Gino's gonna grab them.
if Valero's going old school, I was hoping that was a little Tower of Power jam. And I know Hawk knows about the.
Yeah, there's no. I mean, Valero looks like his head's about to explode.
That was a dead mouse.
No idea what you're talking about there.
Dead mouse.
Yeah, Dead Mouse 5, I believe is how it's.
Dead mouse.
Yeah, I think it's pronounced Dead Mouse 5. There's a 5 in there. Gino Toretta, and we'll talk about your event. So you're going to be out there Thursday before the game. You don't get to go to a lot of Hurricanes games, I'm guessing, because you're always broadcasting games on the weekends.
I don't. So this is awful nice. I get to go to one on Thursday. Get to see the Tar Heels come to town. Get to see a little young quarterback start to take a start and see how it works out.
Would you start Malik Rozier or Nicosi Perry? You said see a young quarterback get a start, but we don't know for sure. Mark Richt hasn't come out and said which one's going to start.
I think obviously I'm not out there for 50 hours of practice. Oh wait, I'm sorry, they can only practice 20 hours a week right now. So I would just say this, and I think Mark's been, perfectly clear. I'm going to put the guy out there that, gives us the best shot of winning. I think based on their opponents next few weeks, winning is not an issue. It's a matter of who's going to make your team the best and as you progress and through the season. So, I think it's up to him. He's obviously, Malik or, and Kosi's done enough to push Malik in practice. And then a little bit of he's been in the games that, obviously Mark feels pretty good about, letting him out there and seeing how he operates the offense.
And, Gino, is my eye test wrong? Because you know more about quarterbacking than me, but I just look at Nicosi as he's a big play guy. He's more athletic. He just looks like a better quarterback in the short time I've seen him.
I would say this. I think when you look at physical ability, Channing, you know, when you're on the sidelines, you see some dude firing a ball, and you're like, God damn. I haven't seen a guy throw a ball like that. I mean, Nicosi has that kind of arm where it's pure arm talent. And then, you know, I think upside of top-end speed, I think he's there. But I think that what he needs to work on and what needs to happen the more he plays is – you know, the game's going to slow down, but it's like I think he needs to slow down because he feels he needs to make decisions so fast, whether it's run or pass or scramble or this, that. He needs to just kind of relax a little bit, and I think that then he'll be, you know, that much better. But, yeah, his arm talent is second to none on the team.
And y'all just talked about how Mark's kind of keeping his decision close to the vest until, I guess, Thursday. But is there a mistake you can make with this quarterback transition? They're always tough to transition from one kid you've grown a relationship with to another kid. But is there a mistake you can make with the transition?
I think the question is, the leadership on the team. And you know as well as I do, there may be teams where they're just so, you know, they're tight with one quarterback or the starter that – If you bench the guy, then you kind of lose the team. I don't know if that's the case with this team. If Mark's just kind of putting it off to see, you know, how they respond, how Malik responds in practice this week. It's kind of interesting. This is, you know what, Jamie? This is why they pay guys $4 or $5 million or $11 million, like Nick Saban's case. This is why they pay these guys the bucks. It's not picking. You know, here, these are guys we're going to play with. It's when you have a situation where maybe a younger guy is better at a position, especially a quarterback, and you got to make a tough decision in the middle of the year to make a switch.
Gino Toretta is with us. But I think there's a benefit into not definitively naming Nicosi Perry the starter, which is all you're going off of is essentially three quarters of work against FIU. Like, that would be a little early to make that determination, because if he goes out and craps the bed in prime time on Thursday night, all of a sudden, what do? You go away from him after a quarter and a half, bring in Malik Rozier and say, I got it wrong last week?
Well, that's all you see them for three quarters.
Right,
if
that's
all
true.
They're going off is three quarters of ball, I feel sorry. I mean, listen, we could go out there and watch guys practice and, you know, all make a determination, hey, this is the best guy, you know, for the job off of pure ability, but, you know, maybe not all the mental decisions and all the decisions they need to make. So I think that this is every practice that Malik and Kosi have had. It's every rep that they've taken in practice, the limited reps in the games. And I think that all combined, that's what Mark is making his decision off. I don't think he's, you know, making it just off those three quarters.
Gino Toretta is with us, former Heisman Trophy winner. He's going to be out at Hard Rock Stadium on Thursday. I'll tell you about it in a second in case you're heading out there and you want to meet him and take a picture. We asked this yesterday. What are the Hurricanes after four games? They're 3-1. They got their asses kicked against LSU the opening week. That was in prime time on a Sunday night. But now they've had three subsequent games after that where they've looked very good, but the opponents are lesser opponents. So what are they?
I think a team that's 3-1 that got their asses kicked by LSU. It's a big play for football. You know, I mean, I think it's a situation you lace them up against an SEC team, and, you know, nobody can run on LSU. Nobody can run on Alabama. And I think that, you know, maybe we got caught in a game plan issue where we didn't want to throw as much as we probably had to. But I just think LSU kind of took it to us on the, you know, on the defensive and offensive lines. And, I would say that, you know, you learn from those experiences. And it comes down to, okay, when's the next big boy football game? And are our guys in the trenches going to show up and allow, you know, DJ Dallas and Amon and Thomas on the outside to make some plays?
But let's say, because the schedule that the Hurricanes have does not seem that difficult coming up, right? The FSU game doesn't seem like it's going to be as difficult as maybe we once thought it was. So let's say they end up a top 10 team, and let's say they end up playing Clemson, right, in the ACC championship. Can they run with Clemson at all, in your opinion?
I would say right now, if you look at college football, there's a non-Power 5 division, there's a Power 5 division, and there's an Elite 5 in college football, of which Clemson is one of that elite 5. And I think it's a jump to get there. But, you know, hey, if they run the table, they're going to have every opportunity, you know, to go out there and make plays. I think that what they've shown so far is if our defense doesn't create turnovers and that turnover chain and that excitement doesn't come out, they haven't shown they could just dominate and win a game without forcing turnovers. Great teams are able to win games without the other team, you know, screwing up. And we haven't shown we could do that yet.
Gino, as Hawk was talking about the teams coming up where UNC doesn't look tough, Florida State, they fell off. But the UNC game, they're getting back, I want to say, 7 guys, 4 or 5 have been starters in the past. Does that scare you at all that there's some guys we haven't seen out there that are playing this Thursday?
North Carolina has always scared me. I mean, look, you know, I would just say there's teams that I think annually have given Miami fits. North Carolina is one of them. Virginia Tech's one of them. I mean, Tyrod Taylor, you know, if you go back and look at his Virginia Tech career, it was okay. He played Miami, throw for 400 yards. Logan Thomas, he throw for 400 yards from Virginia Tech. North Carolina, they could have crappy seasons, and all of a sudden they come and beat the hell out of Miami. Yeah, this is definitely, I mean, it's, you know, no matter what you say, this is a Power 5 team. These guys were recruited probably by Miami to even come to Miami. So, yeah, this one scares me. And Thursday night, it's always, you know, it's an off deal for you. You're not used to playing, you know, midweek. And yeah, it can come up and get you.
Gino Toretta, the former Heisman Trophy winner. He's got touchdown radio as well. Did you do the Nebraska-Michigan game this past weekend?
I did a game that Nebraska and Michigan was in. I don't know if I would call it a game.
What happened to Nebraska, and what's going on with Scott Frost? I find that this is what I remembered. I remembered this over the weekend. Do you remember we did Big Ten Media Days, Crowder?
Yep.
Who was the worst interview that we had?
Frost.
It was Scott Frost. This guy
really
came across to me like an arrogant
He knows it all.
Yeah,
and just,
like
I
wanted to talk a little bit about UCF, and like he was beyond that. He's Nebraska and whatever. And when I realized that this weekend that he was my least likable guy that we talked to at Big Ten Media Days, I took a little more joy in Nebraska being awful. What's happening there?
Well, I can say this. This is probably a game why I don't bet, because I was like, damn, Nebraska plus 18 or 19. That's looking pretty good. At halftime, I asked my play-by-play guy, I'll give you 40.
They're that bad. It's unbelievable.
Let me put it to you this way. So the two defensive ends from Michigan are All-American, Gary and Winovich. So they were harassing a true freshman quarterback. But skill-wise, Nebraska's running backs, it didn't matter which one they put out there. Devin Bush, whose father played against me at Florida State, he's a middle linebacker at Michigan. He was faster than every running back that Nebraska put in the game. And until Nebraska gets guys that are faster than the running back, than the linebackers, the opposing team, they're not going to be very good. I literally think, I called a buddy of mine right after the game. I go, hey, man, your boys, I don't think they'll win a game this year. I think Nebraska might go winless the rest of the season.
And Geno Frost and Nebraska and Chip Kelly at UCLA, I thought Chip was going to go over there and do something. Am I crazy, or do they just need time like to implement their systems, or is that from the past where you give a coach 3 or 4 years to figure it out?
Well, they got to give them some. You know, I think you have to give them a few years to get some players in there. I think what it also shows is, you know, your recruiting or the prior recruiting that, I don't know, supposedly these rankings, which they should rank recruits their third year in college to say if they're 5-star or 3-star. I think those guys that were, you know, highly ranked that can't crush a grape, you know, when they're playing for those teams. So it's going to take a while. But, yeah, UCLA, they don't have the cupboards kind of bare there. But Nebraska, it was disappointing. They didn't have any speed at all on their team.
Gino Toretta, the former Heisman Trophy winner. So the Hurricanes play Thursday night, Hard Rock Stadium. There's a Hurricane Fan Fest from 4 till 7, and Gino Toretta will be appearing from 5:30 till 6:30. And so what do you do there? You're going to take pictures by the trophy?
Yeah, we're going to toss the trophy around and see if you can catch the $35,000 crystal trophy.
Think you could zing that Waterford crystal trophy across the room?
if you drop it, you have to pay $35,000, and then you can go into your seats for the game. So, yeah, just taking pictures. I mean, it's the coaches' award for the national championship at the end of the year. Obviously, we won a couple when I was there, and so I'm going to be out there taking pictures with it. I'm not sure if my trophy is going to be out there or not. I haven't checked with the crew. Are you coming out or no? Are you,
I don't know. We haven't decided because we get off at 4 o'clock on Thursday. So
I'll be there, Gino.
He wasn't
four.
Talking to you. Right, Crowder and I were thinking about
four. It's a long drive from your studio over there. Maybe you can Instagram your cat eating or something.
All of us have elite Heisman parking, Gino. Some of us have to walk across.
We might have to walk from the studio.
I'll get you some parking.
Very possible.
I'll take care. You need some tickets, I'll take care of you.
All right. Well, maybe we'll go hang out with Gino then.
Just pull out your cane card. They still let you in with a cane card.
I still got my cane card, man. I'm rocking that mullet.
His cane card is chiseled. It's made out of stone.
Chig, this is how old we are. With our cane cards, we have our full Social Security number under our names on our student
ID. It does. Because I've tweeted mine out before because I do. I'm rocking the mullet, but I had to black out the Social Security number. Like, that was a. But back in our day, Gino, they would put a Social Security number. Some people put them on their checks. Do you remember that? You'd have your name, your address, your phone number, and your Social Security number on your checks. Here, have this, so just so you know it's me.
Standing the computer lab, it was one computer that had Word, Microsoft Word on it to type up your papers in the whole school.
I like in the notes on your appearance for Thursday, it says Miami won the trophy in 1989 and 1991 under the leadership of Dennis Erickson. Leadership is funny there because you guys were just doing whatever you wanted to do.
That is leadership. A leadership knows when not to, you know, mess things up, right?
He knew not to mess things up, right?
Exactly.
All right.
You got to let us run the show.
Check out Gino Toretta Thursday night, Hard Rock Stadium, 5:30 till 6:30. He will be at the Fan Fest over by the big old Waterford Crystal Trophy. Thank you for making time for us, Gino.
I forgot to tell you, I'm headed to Stark Vegas, Channing, to see your boys again. Dan Mullen reunion tour.
Yes, sir. Dan got them boys playing last week now, Gino. Felipe Franks leading the nation in some categories.
Yeah, Kentucky got up in that ass and gave you up.
Hey, so you were lining me up. I thought we were having a moment, Gino. You were lining me up.
He started the interview by taking a swipe, and he ended it by knocking your ass out. You were put to sleep.
Damn.
Way to go, Gino. That Hurricane Swagger is alive. Hurricane Swagger is alive. See you, Gino. Gino Toretta there, former Heisman Trophy winner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.